Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Heinlein Newsroom. I'm your host, Michael Rios, joined today by
Colin Markovich, the Managing Editor.
Sean Friede, Distribution Manager and Senior Staff Writer.
Rebecca Paredes, Arts and Entertainment Editor.
Hey, so for our regular listeners, you guys might have noticed that we have a newcomer in town. Hey, Sean.
How's it going?
Hi, Sean.
Sean.
So as Sean mentioned, he is our Distribution Manager and Senior Staff Writer.
To deliver the news.
Exactly,
Without
yes.
him, you would not know what we were writing.
Exactly.
You would have absolutely no clue.
Yes.
He's the coolest guy in the paper.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Sean. Thank you for joining us today.
No offense, Mike. I'm sorry. Don't fire me.
No.
Mike is cool. We're all cool.
We're all cool.
We are a cool group of cats.
I'm just cooler than everybody else.
That is true. You can't argue with that. Yes.
Undisputed.
Welcome, Sean, and welcome everyone to the newsroom. Today, we're going to have our holiday special. We're going to pretty much do a little recap of what we did over the break and what we plan to do for the next break coming up.
So many breaks.
Exactly. Well, to be fair, we kind of do deserve it. We're students. Finals
yes,
are here.
Yes, we do deserve it. Yes.
Yeah.
Fall quarter blues.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A bunch of stuff. So without further ado, just want to ask you guys, what did you guys do over Thanksgiving break?
Over Thanksgiving break, my break actually began Tuesday night because I do not have classes on Wednesday, and my class was canceled Tuesday night.
Nice.
Hiss.
So,
hiss.
First thing, creative writing. Colin, giving me a disapproving look. So I went home. Mm-hmm. I frantically worked on assignments that were due after the break, and I watched a lot of Netflix.
Nice. Best
yes.
way. Best
I
way to spend break.
I caught up with Louis.
Nice.
And true to his word, I ate my Thanksgiving meal until I
That's the best way. Sean, what'd you do?
I went home Monday night, which is always nice to get away from this place for a solid week. And throughout the week, I just kind of hung out.
You had a whole week?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Much.
Nice.
It was a beautiful thing. And pretty much the whole week, just hung around. On Thanksgiving Day, me and my sister cooked all the food because my mom was working. Mm-hmm. So when she got home, we found out I undercooked the turkey.
Oh, no.
So we only had the chicken breast. I mean, the turkey breast, that was cooked just fine. But everything else was pretty bloody.
Mm.
So we left that
delicious.
For later.
Delicious.
Thanks.
And then, Friday, we hung up all the Christmas lights around the house, and it was a nice old time with the family.
Nice. Aww. Sounds good.
Do you guys do the hanging up Christmas stuff immediately after Thanksgiving?
No.
I do that.
No.
I do that, too.
I do that whenever I just feel like it, whenever I have free time.
Really?
Yeah.
So we usually do it a month before, but because Thanksgiving fell so close to where Christmas is coming, like right now, we're waiting a week. So it'll be this coming weekend. Mm. Not yet. Biding time. But it's just going to be much more awesome.
Yes. Or maybe not. Maybe you've missed out.
Hey, don't judge the timing of when you're going to put up the Christmas lights. You know, if you go out too early, then, you put them up and then everybody's used to them. It's like, oh,
those
people are putting up lights again. You know what? That way you keep them in suspense. You keep them waiting for you to put up the lights.
I'm sure your neighborhood is watching in with held breath.
My entire neighborhood centers around when and where we put up our Christmas lights. I will have you know.
Okay.
Yes.
I will say that my mom normally puts the Christmas tree inside of the entryway so that we see it, but we don't normally decorate the outside of our house. Mm-hmm. But this year she was like, hey guys, move the couches. Put them over on the other wall. We're going to put the Christmas tree right in front of the window.
Nice.
Sort of doorway that faces the street. So whenever people drive by, they're going to see all of our holiday spirit.
Nice.
So you don't decorate the outside of your house?
Not normally.
Is your mom the Grinch?
Aww.
It's a wreath on the door. And it's a beautiful wreath.
Did her heart grow by three sizes that day?
Yes, it did. Her heart was already three sizes.
Nice. What'd you do, Colin?
Because Rebecca left Tuesday night and Sean left Monday night, I think, to continue the pattern, I'm supposed to say that I left Sunday night and didn't even come to class at all for week 9, but I did. We went up to our families for Thanksgiving and nommed so much turkey. It was glorious how much turkey there was. And sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes and so much food, and it was so glorious. And I think I luxuriated around in a food coma for 2 hours afterward. And then I got tackled by my nieces and nephews and was forced to fight them for my life. But we don't talk about that.
I'm imagining it Hunger Games style, but you're all so excessively full that it's just...
It was kind of more like rolling.
Rolling.
Because you're so rotund at that point that you can just kind of...
Did they yank out any of your long, luscious locks?
Most of them were intact.
That's good. That's good.
I yes.
Your hair is looking particularly luscious. Are you planning on donating it?
Yes, actually. That's why I'm
How
growing
soon?
It out. In a couple weeks, actually.
What?
Oh, yeah. For those guys who don't know, Colin has pretty long hair. Like 2 feet long?
2 feet. It goes down to my toes.
So
no.
Watch out, ladies.
No.
Hearts are going to be broken when the locks are shed. Sure.
Well, if I know it's going to cause that much pain and heartbreak, I might consider keeping them for a little bit longer.
And not donate it. You won't.
I'm in an impossible position. Whose heart do I break?
So what'd you do, Mike?
I was in the middle of a standoff between police officers and gunmen.
What happened?
Best way to spend Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's because I interned at a news station in Los Angeles, and one of the assignments I was sent to was a standoff between a gunman and police officers. So it was actually pretty intense. It felt like kind of like a war zone. Like there's just so many SWAT officers and officers carrying like what do you call those giant rifles, or I don't know what you call them, but yeah.
Bazookas, yeah.
RPGs. Cannons.
Was it over a burnt turkey?
No. Probably. You actually don't know. Yeah, it was right after Thanksgiving. It was on Black Friday, actually.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes. So you
didn't
never
get
really
that
know.
Deal at Best Buy.
Exactly. Yeah, but that was a pretty intense.
Did you care for
your life? Oh man.
No. Well, because there were a bunch of police officers, so hey, you know, I felt safe. I didn't get to make the profit this year with the Black Friday that I usually make.
Mr. Scalper.
Mike flips items from Black Friday.
Yeah.
You made $100 off the Xbox?
Last, like, 2 years ago, yeah, this happened.
That's America.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Sean. See, these guys were just scrutinizing me last week for doing that. Thank you, Sean.
Yes.
Well, at least someone here appreciates freedom. That's all I
mean. Yes.
Well, I'm glad that you did not get shot.
Thank you.
I'm also glad that you got to experience the brutalities of Black Friday so that you don't scalp things again.
That was not even how Black Friday works, but okay.
Did anyone go Black Friday shopping?
Oh, no.
No, I never
go Black Friday shopping.
It's intense.
Yeah, no, it is. It's way too intense. I go Black Friday shopping online. Although I will say that I don't think that the people in my hometown, like Elsinore, I don't think that they really care about Black Friday shopping because there were no lines at Target. Mm. I didn't go, but my mom went, and she was saying that, like, they had all of the, like, crowd control measures put into place, so there were, like, you know, cordoned off lines, and people were getting, like, raffle tickets, they're not raffle tickets, but, like, numbered tickets to go and, like, pick up certain big ticket items, but there were just, like, it was, like, a
people
small crowd.
People in Elsinore don't wake up after.
I guess not. I guess they all go to sleep at, like, 11.
Yeah.
That's good, I guess.
Yeah. Apparently all the bad stuff was happening over in the Walmarts across
the
nation.
Oh, the Walmarts.
Walmarts.
Yes.
When your bad story starts with Walmart. Right?
Honestly, yeah.
I was going to say, when you start the story with Walmart, you just know that it's not going to turn out well.
Oh, right. Yeah, there were some worker protests in Walmart, huh?
In Ontario, right?
Yeah, in Ontario. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty crazy. But nice to know that you guys had a pretty good break.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Well, it's the holiday season, so that means it's time of joy, time of family, time of also other things, I guess. How'd you guys like the transition?
you said time of joy so enthusiastically.
Time of joy.
So we at the Highlander thought that that'd be a great idea to come up with the top three and bottom three, I guess, things that we like, things that we don't like about the holiday season. Who wants to start off with the number three and the yay side?
The yay side?
Yes.
Starbucks drinks?
Yes.
/ holiday drinks in general. You see we're seeing a big resurgence of pumpkin spice lattes this season, followed very closely by peppermint mochas and other peppermint flavored beverages.
Good idea.
If you had not had the creme brulee beverage from Starbucks, it's worth sampling. Actually, has anyone had the butterbeer drink yet from Starbucks?
Wait,
what,
isn't that from Harry Potter or something?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It is.
Yes.
The butterbeer Frappuccino is an unofficial drink at Starbucks, so do not go in there saying, hey, can I get a grande butterbeer Frappuccino? Because they will look at you like you are stupid, which happened to our features editor. But then he went back with the formula, the top secret formula. It's not top secret at all.
Are you going to recite it for everybody to hear on air?
I know it. It's a creme Frappuccino base, which is made with whole milk, so it is super bad for you already. And then 3 pumps of toffee nut syrup. Three, which is seasonal, so that's why, right? And then 3 pumps of caramel sauce, followed by a caramel drizzle.
Nice.
And that is your butterbeer Frappuccino.
That is.
Yes.
It must taste delicious, though.
It is so disgusting. That
disgustingly amazing. Amazingly disgusting.
Yes.
Either one sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
See, we do bring people information here at the newsroom.
There you go.
Yes. Sean?
Well, I guess following drinks, I'm going to go along with all the delicious seasonal beer that is offered out there right now.
Do you have a favorite right now?
Right now, over Thanksgiving break, I downed copious amounts of the Celebration India Pale Ale by Sierra Nevada, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm probably going to be getting sick off eggnog for the rest of the summer until January rolls around. But yeah, that's number three for me.
There's nothing better to do. I have to say, like, since everybody's talking about beverages, I have to also give a particular shout out to the Coffee Beans Dream Spice Tea.
Winter
Dream Tea. Yes, it is one of the most amazing teas I have ever had in my entire life. Everybody should go buy some right now.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like amazing with little tidbits of awesome and deliciousness.
Okay. I will take your word for that, and I will report back on whether it actually tastes like amazing.
Sometimes I mix the ratios of amazing with awesome, so if it's not exactly how I said, like, you can't sue me for libel. Please don't.
Right. No problem.
Right. Mike?
Netflixing.
That's yes. a good point. What are you looking forward to watching on Netflix?
If it's on there, Die Hard. That's my favorite holiday movie.
Die Hard.
That's my favorite
really
holiday
don't.
Movie.
They always underestimate that it is an amazing Christmas movie.
Yes, yes, it yes. It takes place during that time, so yes, it counts, of course. Yeah, it's the best movie ever. Number two, Rebecca?
Let's see. My number two would probably be actually having time to read for pleasure instead of just frantically reading.
What are you talking about?
What is that? I have this just fat stack of books that I've been meaning to get to probably since about last summer.
Mm.
But, you know, I can never get to them because I have reading lists to do and other duties like working at the Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really looking forward to finishing Benjamin Percy's Refresh, Refresh.
Nice.
That's at the top of my list, and closely followed by the Game of Thrones Song of Ice and Fire series.
Cool.
Yeah, I have them all in my nook, and I have not read... I've read the first two, and they are intensely wonderful, but I just haven't had time to read the rest.
I, so keep, you know. I keep forgetting that's a book.
It's
a book series, yeah.
Apparently the show really closely follows the series.
Oh, that's good.
I haven't seen the show, right? I haven't seen the show, but I was talking to my friend about the general progression of the book,
mm-hmm.
the last book that I had read, and she was like, that was season two. Yes, good.
Nice.
Good. Go HBO.
Yes. Sean?
Number two for me is going to involve food.
Yes.
It's two things. A, it's the mixed nuts that you get a crack while you're watching TV.
That's
something I always love.
Yeah.
Love cracking some nuts. And then for the other one, I'm going to have to say is my mother's puppy chow.
Oh.
There's a couple of names for it, like Muddy Buddies and other, but it's just like, I think it's Chex, this is the Chex cereal.
Oh,
yeah.
And then it's covered in chocolate and peanut butter. And then
oh my goodness.
And then powdered sugar is just pounced all over it. Oh, it is.
What?
Just,
what's
it's
this called?
So good. I call it puppy chow. I'll give
puppy
you the recipe.
Oh my goodness.
Mike is taking notes.
Basically, melt a bunch of like Hershey Kisses, or actually, no, I'm gonna get this wrong. My mom's gonna hate me. You just melt a bunch of chocolate and peanut butter in a bowl in the microwave. Then you dump that in a pan, and you dump all the cereal in it, and then you just put it in a bag with powdered sugar, and it coats it, and that's it.
Oh my goodness,
it is just amazing.
I didn't know that I needed that in my life until just this moment.
You always need it.
I need it.
It's just even better when it's Christmas time.
Of course. Mr. Markovich.
Do you guys know what advent calendars are?
No. Explain to me, actually. I don't know.
Well, you have been missing out on a very integral part of the Christmas season, Mike.
Yeah.
So they sell them, they pop up around November. And what they are is they're like a big box, and they're filled with chocolates. But they have little doors that you open one every day.
Yes.
And it's a countdown until Christmas.
I know exactly what you mean.
And
I ate them all in one day.
You're doing it wrong. No, like, but yes, it's because I totally understand that sentiment, though.
Yes.
Because this is one of the most glorious things to come out of the holiday season, and sometimes even more wondrous than the gifts that you get. Because those chocolates are some of the like most delicious chocolates I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the fact that everyone you eat like gets you closer down the line to a day that you're eventually going to be celebrating.
That is true.
And it's like, even though I'm like still 20, like I it's something that I do every year.
I haven't done that since like first grade. I've been meaning to for the last 20 years.
You should totally do it.
Now's the time.
Now's the time.
You're already behind.
You're going to have to go and get 20 advent calendars just to make up.
I would go for it, yes.
They're 99 cents at Trader Joe's.
Okay. Yeah.
Go.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
What about you, Mike? What's number two for you?
Sleep.
Yes.
Seriously, like, as college students, we just don't get to sleep a lot, especially coming off after finals. We just need it. So, hey, getting some rest. Sleeping until, like, 3 p.m. I've done that before, and I feel so horrible.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed.
Okay,
no.
Well.
You don't feel very good when you wake up.
Yes, exactly.
From sleeping for, like, 19 hours.
Yes.
But it feels good.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, sleep for me. Mm-hmm. And number one, Ms. Paredes.
Number one, as wonderful as receiving gifts truly is.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, not only is it, you know, you're getting stuff, which is cool, but you're also seeing what the person who's giving you that item, you're seeing, like, what they think of you, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, and also, like, I'm just so appreciative whenever someone gives me something. Yes. Like, I love this so much.
Yes.
But my favorite part of this, of winter break and the holiday season in general, is giving gifts, because this is the only time of the year that I actually have time to do stuff like craft.
Mm.
So I'm really looking forward to, like, getting together with my family and my best friend and just baking stuff and making little gifts and just doing all the stuff that I've always wanted to do all year but haven't had a chance to.
Nice.
I didn't know you were this nice.
I'm a very nice person. Oh, wow. Not when I'm here. When I'm here, I'm just soulless.
You're awesome, Bex. Sean?
Thanks.
Number one for you.
Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. How do we forget about that one?
I didn't, that's for sure.
I mean, go ahead.
There's the Thanksgiving special, and that one's really boring and like, Halloween, but they just put it above and beyond when it comes to that Christmas special. Nothing beats it.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
I have nothing to say that could possibly improve upon Sean's suggestion. I am passing the torch immediately to Mike.
What? Really?
Okay. I was... something. No. My favorite thing is spending time with my family. And one of the traditions that we do is we go around and we bake cookies and, like, other holiday deliciousness for, like, our family and our friends. And so, like, we just spend a weekend in the kitchen for, like, 48 hours straight, like, baking up a huge storm of cookies, like, so much that our house is buried in them. And then we, like, go around and give them to our neighbors and our friends, and we eat a lot of them too. But they're all delicious, and we only bake them around that time, so it's, like, a really nice time to bond with my parents and to, like, give parts of happiness to other people.
That's amazing, Colin.
Looking to buy a house, get it in Colin's neighborhood.
How did you guys know where I live?
That's amazing, Colin.
What about you, Mike?
No pressure.
This is my fourth year doing this now. Secret Santa.
Aww.
Yes. Yeah. We're doing this at the office, and I just can't wait to do this because you just get to see everyone's reaction. They're always just so happy, and especially when it's someone that you really don't know, that's the perfect way to actually make new friends. To get to know people better, and I just love that. Really excited for that.
Aww. Fuzzies.
I feel bad. Everyone had all these, like, warm fuzzy, and I just brought up Charlie.
That's the best.
But that's the best. It gives you
tied to nostalgic sentiments.
Exactly.
It's got a big emotional bond.
Whatever you want to say.
Yes. There are also a few things that we don't really like about the holiday season. Rebecca?
I would have to go first.
Do you want to go first?
Do you have one already?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
You guys don't hate me, though.
Say it.
Eggnog. Yes.
That's totally fine. I agree.
Okay.
You can leave.
No, it's 2-2. Like, you're going to have to take me out first.
I will fight you over my right to defend the beauty of eggnog.
I wish I...
Make your case. Like, do your worst.
I meant physically.
Nice.
But...
Okay.
You're not rocking the nog. You're not my friend.
No, I mean, there's when I taste it, like, a part of me likes it. The other part's just, like, it's a little too much for me, I guess.
Is it too rich or too, like...
It's too rich. It's just too hard to, like, to down it. But, yeah, I guess I somewhat understand, but yeah, I'm not a big fan. Yeah. Colin? Bottom three.
I'm such a soulless person. I don't like Christmas music.
Yes, I can too.
As long as it gets pretty.
Yeah. Okay, like there's a couple that I like. There are a couple that are like tied to my childhood, and like I get the warm fuzzies whenever I hear. Mm-hmm. But then there's a lot of them that I have just been hearing for days and days and days and days and days upon days, for so long that it's just like I understand. Yes, Santa is coming to town. I understand this point very clearly. Now, stop hammering it in my head. So yes. If every place could stop playing Christmas music when I'm around, that would be very much appreciated.
Sean?
I guess I don't have to experience it anymore, but my least favorite experience during Christmas was always when I had to work at Costco. Because that was just, it sucked the Christmas right out of me. Dealing with all those members that...
Yeah, I can picture it.
Yeah, they were always trying to get their hands on everything, and they just push you to the side, and it's an evil, evil world.
Those days are over now, right?
Oh, yeah. I've moved on and up in the world.
Sweet.
Maybe they want a bulk supply of Christmas cheer.
Well, I'm not giving it to them.
You horrible person.
That's... I'm not ashamed.
This is kind of related to what Colin brought up, but specifically, my number 3/number 2/number 1 most hated part of the holiday season is Alvin the Chipmunk's Christmas music.
Yes.
When my brother and sister were younger and they had just discovered the wonders of music, they would play the Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas special CD, whatever, on repeat every time we were in the car. It got to the point where if I see or hear a chipmunk with that stupid cartoon face, I just need to punch the nearest object.
Preach.
Right? It's so annoyingly screechy. It's so, like, anti-holiday spirit. And it's just... I could go on about this for a very long time.
I know what you mean, exactly.
Right? Bonus, but my guess is that you have all the lyrics memorized.
I can neither confirm nor deny that statement.
Nice. Yeah. Number 2 for me. Feliz Navidad.
Really?
I dislike
Explain.
That song.
Explain.
It's just the guy who sings it. His voice is so annoying. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Hmm. I would have to, like, pretty much piggyback off what you said. Like, a lot of the reasons that you mentioned were pretty much the reasons why I dislike this song so much. Hmm. Yeah. So that's number 2 for me. Mr. Markovich?
I'm going to be a soulless person again. I like getting together with family and all. But like if you're together for extended periods of time with people who are convinced that you are a play toy, like as in something that can be knocked up and down and tossed and tackled and flailed at and all sorts of things, the holiday season becomes significantly less enjoyable.
Aww.
This is all I'm going to say on the matter.
So that means that you need to spend the next few weeks bulking up in preparation.
I need to accumulate a thick layer of fat.
I'm guessing you have younger siblings, right? Okay, that sounds about right.
I actually don't have younger siblings, and that's why the only reason I've lived this long. I have much younger nieces and nieces who are, yes, and that's why I'm not dead.
That makes sense, I guess. Right. Yeah. Sean?
Number 2 for me, people that decide to never take down their Christmas lights.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not enjoying that one bit. Not in my neighborhood. That's for sure.
That's a good point.
I know what you feel. Bex?
This is kind of related to what Sean mentioned, but whenever I see those cars with the noses and the antlers on the front of them.
All right. Yeah.
For some reason, they fill me with rage. I think partially, like, you know when you're walking by someone and they're, like, on a bike or on a skateboard and you kind of just want to push them over to see what would happen?
Okay.
Did you just say yes? Mike's like, yes?
I know exactly
Wait a second.
Yes.
Wait a second.
I'm just wondering, like, what would happen if I did that?
Yes.
I feel like when I'm walking by a car in a parking lot and they have those antlers on the hood, I just want to just, like, tear it off and, like, throw it out front of the hood so that they can see that it was torn off and didn't just fall off.
Aw. Yeah.
This is all countering the nice sentiment that I just
It is okay. It is okay.
Yes.
number 1 for me, as much as I like spending time with family, as much as I like gifts, as much as I like getting to sleep, The thing that I dislike is that it is like a whole month or like 3 whole weeks without like being around friends so much.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna miss you guys.
Aww.
Yes. But I guess that's really the biggest downside of Christmas. Just it's nice, but you also kind of do. You are away from your other family, so hey, yeah.
I'm gonna be soulless again. I just have no soul, guys. Is anybody familiar with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation Christmas special?
Don't start. Don't finish what you're about to say.
Proceed with caution.
In my personal opinion, and understanding that it is very close to the hearts and souls of other people who watch and listen to it, and understanding that other people like it very, very much, and that is a perfectly legitimate thing to feel, there are certain people in this world, and I may or may not be one of them, who thinks that the special is creepy in an indescribable sort of way.
You're dead to me.
Sorry, Sean. It's not me. It's the other people who I talked about earlier that are not me who believe that. I totally agree with you. Those people are horrible people. It's not me.
So what you got, Sean?
Number one, I guess it's actually having Christmas in Southern California, because I grew up in Iowa and Idaho, and I've always missed waking up on Christmas and there being like snow outside, or it's even snowing, and I mean, it just adds to everything when you're opening presents with family and friends, and there's just snow falling outside, and there's just songs about snow falling. It's just, it really sets it over edge, so it's a little too warm from here.
I apologize on behalf of my state.
On behalf of California.
On behalf of the 38 millions of people.
Bex, number one for you.
One of the gifts that my family usually defaults on, if it's like, you know that I love you, I'm just going to give you something because I want to give you something, PJ pants, pajama sets in general. Now, I have a very... A divide between my torso and my legs, because I have a medium-sized torso and then my legs are a size large as far as pants, right?
Okay.
So I will remind my family, oh, actually, you know what? If you're going to get PJs, that's totally great. I love PJ pants. They're really comfy, but, you know, just look for a size large if you don't mind, please. Thank you. I love you. And year after year, I get a size medium, which is fine until they go into the wash, and then I have PJ capris.
If there's a flood in your house, your ankles.
That's true, but there's never been a flood in my house, and I have a.
You never know.
You never know. It might happen.
So I end up having a lot of PJ pants that end up just not fitting me, I have to just not wear them, and it's depressing.
Maybe you could be stylish and rock the PJ Caprice.
Well, I'll end up thinking that I'm crafty, right? This ties into my whole, like, oh, winter break is my time to be crafty, and I'll try and make them into shorts, and it never works, because I always start, like, kind of long, and then I'm like, oh, I can probably, like, you know, make them shorter shorts, and I just keep cutting and cutting until I, like, cut something crooked, and then next thing I know, I just have a scrap of flannel.
I have the same problem with my jean shorts.
Right?
That's why I just wear Daisy Dukes all the time.
I feel like that is a good option.
I second that, I guess.
Yes.
We're running out of time, so we're going to get through the rundown really quickly. I'll start out first. The lights of... Sorry, what's it called again?
The Festival of Lights.
The Festival of Lights is happening in Riverside, so if you guys are in the mood to check out like a whole block of lights, city block of lights, go for it. It's going to be there the whole month, so yeah, it's a good time.
It's awesome. Things that are in the paper this week, there was an ops piece that was written about the Common Application and about the history of college applications in general. It's really worth a read. Check it out.
One great gift for anyone is in our music reviews. It is the album Foreverly, and it's by Billy Joe Armstrong and Norah Jones. Yeah, I said that correct. It is an amazing collaboration, and they cover the Everly Brothers' 1958 album Songs Our Daddy Taught Us.
Nice. Bex?
And if you're looking for something to apologize to your family after not wearing the PJ pants that they purchased for you so graciously, go and watch Frozen with your family and friends. It is a very excellent Disney holiday movie, and it harkens back to the joys of the Disney Renaissance of the 90s, as written by our contributing writer Nathan Swift.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. This was a really fun show. Really loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for hosting us.
Thank you. Have a great winter break, everyone.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Yes. This has been the Highlander Newsroom, KCR 88.3 FM, and online KCR.org. The Highlander Newsroom is a pro-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KCR 88.3 FM. For Colin Markovich.
The best gift to get your family is Grumpy Cat.
Sean Freedy.
Live free or die hard.
Yes. Perfect. Rebecca Paredes.
If you want to cry this holiday season, revisit The Iron Giant.
Yes. I like the movie, too. Yes. Awesome. I've been Michael Rios. Thank you guys for joining us. Watch the NBA on Christmas Day. It's the best day ever. Happy holidays, everyone.